Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. Praise God. Can you hear me okay this morning? All right. God is good. God is good. Another week has passed by. You know, we're going to be grateful to the Lord. You know, we are in the book of Psalms 102 this morning. Let us all begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your presence. I just thank you for this morning. I just thank you for this time. Father, I pray that you will speak to our hearts. Let it be you and not me. Father, I thank you for everyone who's watching and listening. I pray that you would just touch their hearts, touch their mind, touch their body, their family, their homes, whatever need that is there, Father God, that you would just meet that need. I thank you. I thank you for your mercy, your faithfulness, Father God. I thank you, Father, because you are God of timing. You're never late. You're always on time, Father. So we praise you and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, yeah, got to do a little stretch. Some of us have been up real early this morning, and I'm one of them. You know, I like to get up sometimes really early just to spend that time with the Lord and hear His voice. So let us begin. Psalms 102. It says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a heath. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Because of the sound of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. I lay awake, and I am like a sparrow alone on the housetop. 8, my enemies reproach me all day long. Those who divide me swear an oath against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of your indignation and your wrath. For you have lifted me up and cast me away. My days are like sorrow that linger, and I wither away like grass.
Thank you for your freedom.
12. But you, O Lord, we are in Psalms 102 this morning. Praise God. We are in verse 12. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise.
Are you just a big boy?
And have mercy.
Just a big boy.
You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time of to favor her. Yes, to set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. 15. So the nation shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion and shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayers of the desolate and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generations to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. 19, for he looked down from the heights of his sanctuary, from heaven, the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in a way, he shortened my days. I said, oh my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. 25, for of old you lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them, and they will be changed. 27, but you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servant will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. Amen, amen. Well, praise the word of the Lord. God is good. This particular Psalms that we're reading is a psalm that it serves as a prayer of lament, you know, by somebody, an individual who's been affected. He's going through something. So this individual who is not named or anything, you know, is going through some suffering, and then he pleads to God. You know, so in other words, you know, he has a declaration of hope and trust in the Lord. You can actually break Psalms 102 into two sections, you know, from verses 1 to 11. It is a prayer of lament, expression of grief and sorrow. That's verses 1 through 11. And verses 12 to 28, it is a declaration of hope. A declaration of hope. It starts off with these words of verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. So he is calling upon the Lord. He is calling upon the Lord. In Psalms 18, verse 6, it says, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry out to my God, and he heard my voice from the temple. So the Lord hears our prayers. The Lord hears our prayer. And I know that, like myself, anytime I go through something, my first intention is to just seek the Lord, to ask the Lord, to go to him, you know, for help in the midst of the situation that we may find ourselves. In verse 2, it says, do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily. So the writer, you know, he felt forsaken. He felt alone. He felt that he was in desolate, you know. So he cried out to the Lord. In Psalms 27, verse 9, it says, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God, my salvation. So the call upon the Lord, that's the number one person that we need to turn to, is the Lord. When we are going through the crisis, we need to turn to him and he will answer us. In verse 3, it says, for my days are consumed like smoke and my bones are burned like a heath. The word heath here, it means like a fire, the floor of a fireplace. That's intense heat. So this individual was going through some crisis. He was going through some heat. Verse 4, it says, my heart is stricken and withers like grass. So he's comparing as the heat of the day that burns the grass. You know, he's saying that, you know, I'm withering away. You know, I forget to eat. Well, a lot of times when we go to crisis, you know, we forget to eat. We're running around. We're confused. We're going through a lot of pain and discomfort and not knowing. And sometimes we do not eat. In verse 5, it says, because of the sound of my groaning, my bones are clinging to my skin. So in other words, this individual was so discouraged that he was not even eating, And the problem with that is, if we don't take care of ourselves, we become weaker. If we don't eat properly, we become weaker. So if we're going through a crisis, that's not the time to stop to eat, you know, because we're going to need every bit of energy that we can get to get us through that particular crisis. So therefore, you know, we got to make sure that we do eat, because if we don't eat and we're going through a crisis, we may go into a depression. You know, we may go in, we get deeper into it, because why? Because we are not taking care of ourselves. And it's so important that we take care of ourselves and we seek the Lord. And then it even gets even harder. In verse 6, he says, I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. Verse 7, I lay awake like a sparrow alone on the hilltop. So he compares himself to these birds that are solitary birds that are always alone. So he feels alone. He feels abandoned. You know, have you ever felt abandoned? Have you ever felt alone? You know, and but God is faithful, and God will come and answer our prayer. So we need to make sure that we stay connected to the Lord, you know, and turn to him. He says in verse 8, my enemies reproach me all day. Those who derive me swear an oath against me. You know, so he's talking about he is falsely accused day and night. Falsely accused day and night. So have you ever felt that you were being falsely accused? I'm going to raise my hand. I've been falsely accused. I've been condemned. I've been judged. You know, I've been convicted, you know, and all that stuff. And this, when I was reading this, it took me back. It took me back to my position in the military. I was trying to get this position. I was trying to move forward. I was trying to progress myself in the military. So I applied for this job, you know, and it was given to somebody else. And I applied for the position again, and it was given to somebody else. It was in my heart. You say, I would like to have this position. I want to gain rank. I want to, you know, I want to be able to give more to the military. But again, you know, that position was denied. And a lot of times, you know, when we get, and I keep hearing the stories back then, you know, that this person, this and that person was saying this, and they didn't want me because I wasn't one of the boys. You know, I wasn't in that group, per se, of individuals, because I'm different. I'm a believer. I stand for certain things. And for some reason, you know, I wasn't getting the position. So, and my last time that I put in for the position, I heard that all the selecting individuals didn't want my name. They didn't want my name. But one person spoke on my behalf. One person spoke that he was actually the selecting official. He spoke on my behalf because he knew who Hernandez was. You know, he knew who Hernandez was. And guess what? I end up getting that position, praise God. And that position just led me into growth. It helped me to run the facilities. I was able to retire as the manager of the position, supervising 38 people, building and inspecting engines of fighter jets. That's what I did. And I got the rank, and I retired from there. And I said, what a blessing it was that even after this date, you know, that when I talk to somebody, they keep telling me the place has not been the same since you left. Why? Because I represent the Holy Spirit. I represent the Lord in that place, you know, so I brought that peace. So sometimes, you know, when we're going through struggles, when we're going through things, we may not understand it all. And sometimes you're going to get denied, but we gotta persevere. We got to go through that storm. We got to go through that valley, because guess what? the light is still going to be shining at the other end. Whenever there's a storm, whenever there's a crisis, beyond the clouds, there is sunshine. Beyond those clouds, the sun is still shining. The only thing is the storm keeps us from not seeing the sun. So we got to trust in the Lord. It says like verse 11, it says, my days are like shadows that lengthen and I wither away like grass. So he continued to say how he is feeling. He said, but then he says in verse 12, look what he says in verse 12. Verse 12, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all the generations. That's the Psalms 9, verse 7, and Lamentations 5, 19 also speaks about that. In other words, man will fade away. You know, creation that all this creation that God has created is constantly changing, is constantly evolving, is constantly going through different situations. But it's saying there that the Lord endures forever, that the Lord endures forever. The creator of all things, he is the same. He does not change. He does not change. Psalms 121, this took me there, and I was reading it, and it says, when you know, pretty much when we go through a crisis, we got to know scripture. We got to know where to turn to scripture that's going to speak to me, that's going to minister to me. So I went to Psalms 121, and it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills where cometh my help. The Lord is our help. Come on now. The Lord is our help. He's the one that's going to help us. And he says, my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, establishing who God is. He is the creator. He created the heavens and the earth. He's still in control. He's still in control. Verse 3, he will not allow your feet to be moved. Come on now. He will sustain you. He will hold you. He will keep you. That's the beautiful thing about the word. He will keep you. You know, he who keeps you will not slumber. God does not sleep. He don't take no break. He doesn't need a break. He doesn't need a vacation. You know, so he's there 24/7, 365 days a year. He is there. In verse 4, it says, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. So he's going to protect us. He's going to cover us. Look how beautiful God is. He's going to give us shade and he's going to protect us. He says 6, the sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord's protection. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He doesn't say some evil. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what you're facing. God will preserve you. God will preserve you. Sometimes when we're in the middle of the battle, sometimes we want to quit. Sometimes, yeah, I had enough. Come on now. I said it before. You know, I can take it no more. You know, this is it. This is it. But God is saying, no, I'm still in control. I'm still working it out. If you just hold on, if you just wait upon me, you shall see my glory. You shall reap the benefits. If we just hold on, he said, he will preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. And verse 8, it says, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. In other words, the Lord shall preserve you no matter where you're going, no matter where you're at. He is with you. He will sustain you. That's a word for somebody here this morning, that you may be going through a different crisis, but you know what? God is in control. God is in control, and he's going to help you. That's his word. You know, we have to take the word of God for what it is and what it says. So I receive the word of God. I read this and I make that personal. I take it personal. I say, God is going to protect me. God is going to guide me. God is going to deliver me. And that's what the psalmist here, you know, he's proclaiming. He's saying that I'm going through all of this, but then God. But then God is, and again, Psalms 121, you know, it expresses unwavering trust in God. And that's what we all need. We need to have an unwavering trust in the Lord, that no matter what, he is in control. He is a protector. He is a helper. And during difficult times, God is vigilant. You know, he never sleeps. Come on now. He never sleeps. He never takes a break. You know, you never call God and you get a busy signal like you do when you call somebody else. Come on. His phone, as soon as you dial that number, as soon as you call the Lord, he is there. He hears your prayer. He knows what you're going to say before you even open up your mouth. You know, he's just waiting on us to open up our mouths and speak it forth. But he is there. He is he never sleeps. He provides a shelter. He guards us from harm. He watches over us all the days of our lives. The Lord hears your prayer. The Lord hears your cry. We just need to turn to him. In verse 17 of this, it says, he shall regard the prayers of the destitute. He shall not despise their prayer. So in other words, he heard you the first time. Come on. He heard you the first time. Us, sometimes, you know, we pray and then, you know, God doesn't answer us. And sometimes we may think or we may feel it's not going to answer me. You know, we doubt. And then fear comes in. But, you know, but God is God that he hears our prayer. You know, he does not despise your prayer. He does not despise my prayer. You know, he hears us. He hears us. Nehemiah 1:6 and 1:11, it says, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now. So, you know, it's a lamentation. Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my prayer. And the Lord hears our prayer. You know, and this is God will respond to the prayers of those who are poor, needy, and destitute. He will not reject their request. The Lord will have compassion on them. That's the Lord. The Lord always is a compassionate God. He will have compassion on us. When we call upon him, we need to expect that he is hearing us and he is answering us. We need to make sure that we give him the praise, that we give him the glory, and we give him the honor. In verse 25, he says, of you lay the foundation of the earth and the heavens and the work of your hands. God created all things. God made all things. God knows all things. And we need to make sure that we acknowledge that. In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 2:1, it says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. So God created all this. So he owns all this, and we can turn to him for help. It says in verse 26, it says, they shall perish, but you will endure. They will grow old like garments and cloth, and you change not. So God is the same. Like I said earlier, the earth is constantly changing. Atmospheres are constantly changing. Situations are constantly changing, but God never changes. God's word remains the same. God is faithful. God is faithful. In Ecclesiastes 3, it has a whole 12 verses there about for a certain season. But in verse 1, it says, to every season, there is a time and there's a purpose under heaven. In verse 2, it says, a time to be born and a time to die. So we go through that process. We go through that process. You know, civilization is going through a process. And we were born, we get older, and we pass. But God still the same. He never changes. In verse 27, but you are the same and your years have no end. So praise God that our God remains faithful. Our God remains the same, and we can turn to him and we can speak to him and we can just ask him, you know, to answer our prayer. You know, in Malachi 3:6, it says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. So God does not change, but we're the ones that are constantly changing. We're the ones that are constantly, you know, going through situations, but we need to make sure that we just acknowledge him, that he is the same. He hears us. He's waiting for us. Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Again, confirming who he is. Never, never changes. Hebrews 1, verses 10 through 12. He says, and you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like garments. That's why it talks about garments, but you will be the same. Like a cloak, you would fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same. Your years will not fail. So God is the same. So, you know, so the psalmist, you know, he goes through all these crises. He's speaking to the Lord, you know, his lamentation. He's saying that he feels lonely. He feels like he's dried out. He feels like he's been in the fire, that he withers like grass. So he's saying all these things. And I, you know, as I read this, you know, I can apply some of those things through my time in the Lord, my growth in the Lord. You know, have different situations, different seasons. We go through different things. And that's a beautiful thing about God's word, that there's always something there for you. There's always a word that he wants to give you in whatever situation that you may find yourself. But, you know, it talks about that God is forever. He will not fail us. He will endure. He will endure. He will make a way, you know, and God has made a way. God has made a way for you. Even this morning, you are here. This morning, you are hearing the word of the Lord, you know, and God is telling you, I have not changed. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's pretty much just calling us to go to him. And that's why I can praise him in the midst of crisis. I can praise him in the midst of situation. And not too many things will shake me anymore. Why? Because I have been through the fire, been through that time of feeling that heat, but yet I came out of that fire and I had the victory. I came out of that storm and I had the victory. And that is what God is telling us this morning, that no matter what you're going through, he got this. He got this. And if you all allow him, he will take you through it. He will take you through it, and he's going to make a way, you know. So therefore, you know, we need to make sure that we trust him. We need to make sure that we call him. We need to make sure that we are very active in approaching him, because, you know, I always tell anybody that I'm counseling, you know, you need to make sure that you prepare yourself for what's to come. And how can you prepare yourself for what's to come? By reading the word of God. By trusting him, by praying, by trusting him. The word of God says that no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon. Therefore, if I speak that word over myself, when a storm comes, Holy Ghost, being that I already said those words, that I pray those words, Holy Spirit will remind me, and that will come to mind, and I will say, no weapon formed against me. So you're preparing for tomorrow. You're preparing for what's to come. And I shared that last week in preparation. I cannot go to war and not be prepared. I gotta prepare before I go to war. I gotta make sure that my gear, my equipment is ready. And what gear and equipment we have as believers, we have his word. We have his word. This is sharper than a two-edged sword. And if we have this word, and we take this word, and I take the word and I eat it. As you read the word, you're eating it. You're putting it in. You're putting it in. You're building yourself up. You're building yourself up. You know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's for me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. That's for me. By his stripes, I am healed. That's for me. And I take that word in. That way, when the storm comes, Holy Ghost is going to remind me of that. And I can speak that word over the situation. I can speak that word of life over the circumstances. I could decree and declare the word of the Lord over different situations. Why? Because I already have taken it. I already have studied it. But you know what? If we don't study and the word just sits, you know, on the counter, it does you no good. It does you no good. Come on. I've been guilty of that at times, okay? I'm not saying that I'm that perfect. No way. No way. But we need to make sure that we spend time with the Lord. That we and going to Sunday, going to church on Sunday, doesn't give you a clean slate for the whole week. This is a 24 at the hour a day, 365 days a year, you know, training that you got to put yourself in. Every day you need to draw closer to the Lord. Every day you eat physical food. So every day you got to eat spiritual food, which is the word of the Lord. Every day you got to turn to the Father and declare him and praise him and worship him and give him the time, you know. And as we do that, whenever we go through something, my brothers and my sisters, guess what? You're going to have the backing. You're going to have that backing. You know, the word of God says that the Lord says, I give my angels charge over you. They will take you by the right hand. They will keep you from falling. So even that, the Lord has assigned an angel to help us in the midst of crisis. So, you know, so we have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have an angel assigned to us, and we have ourselves. That makes five. Like I said before, you are posse. You're not alone. You're not alone. The enemy wants to tell you that you're defeated. The enemy wants to tell you that you are alone. But the word of the Lord says that you're not alone. His word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never abandon you. So therefore, you know, whenever I feel alone, I say, I will repeat those words. I will repeat those words. I said, your word says, Jesus, every time the devil tried to tempt him, he said, it is written. He spoke the word to the enemy, and the enemy had to flee. You need to speak the word over your situation, over your enemy, and declare the word of the Lord. And guess what? He is going to be faithful, and he is going to answer you, and he is going to strengthen you, and he is going to heal you, and he is going to restore you, and he is going to bring your children back. He's going to bring salvation back to your family. He's going to reunite your marriage. He's going to unite the family. And that's all of our prayers, you know, as believers, that we want our families to serve the Lord. So guess what? God already heard you. But we need to continue to speak it and continue to declare it. Just like the psalmist here, you know, he called upon the Lord and he said, I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling like that. Well, you need to be real with the Lord. You know, when somebody tells you, hey, how are you? You know, and if I'm great. I'm great. Are you really great? Are you really great? Come on. It says, hey, I'm doing good, but I'm dealing with this and I'm dealing with that. Let's be real. We all have stuff that we're dealing with. But how can somebody pray for you if they don't know what you're going through? So I always, you know, I will reach out to certain people. I mean, if I'm going through something and I say, hey, keep this in prayer. Keep this in prayer, you know, because it says, you know, if I pray, it's one thing, but if I have two or three praying on my behalf, that prayer is a lot more powerful. Because why? Because it's coming from different sources. So my brothers and sisters, just like this psalmist was saying about the Lord, you know, he felt alone. He felt deserted. He felt burned out. He felt like withered grass. He felt like a lonely bird, you know, so he's comparing himself to the animals. He went through all this, but yet at the end, you know, he's just declaring the Lord. The Lord endures forever. The Lord is faithful. The Lord always comes through. And that's what we need to do this morning. That our God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never abandon us. He is closer to you right now than ever before. He is right by your side. No matter if you're alone in a room, you're not alone, because he is there and he hears your prayers and he answers your prayers. Praise God. You know, this word here was, the more I read it, the more I get out of it. And it's so wonderful because it speaks directly to me. You know, it reminds me of, you know, past experiences that I have had and how God came through. If he comes through for me, he's going to come through for you. Come on, because I'm nobody special. I'm just Pop. You know, I'm just Pop. So, you know, but God answers prayers when we pray and when we seek him. And he is so good. He is so good. You know, so I hope you got something out of this morning, that God is faithful and he's working it out on your behalf. Look how beautiful this week. Look at the babies that came through this week. You know, we had two new children being born this week. You know, Pastor Harry and Valerie Castilla were Angel. You know, two babies that were a blessing, how God has blessed the church, how the church is growing. You know, so we got to be thankful. We got to be grateful, because in the midst of all the crisis, look what God is doing. Life is coming. Healing is taking place. Restoration is taking place. Come on, I'm speaking it out to you. Deliverance is taking place. You know, we got to say it. We got to release those words. You know, I get too excited sometimes. You know, I gotta relax. I got to relax. Sometimes people tell me, Hernandez, you got to take it easy. Well, you know what? I can take it easy. But sometimes, you know, I just like to lay my hair down, you know? And if I lay my hair down, you know, woo, baby. Yeah, you're going to see me one of these days. I'll be running around like a rabbit. But you know what? God is good. God is good. God is good. I love the Lord. He's been good. He's been faithful to me. You know, we had a good report. We went to the doctors that this week and saw at the Cindy's at the doctor, and the numbers are looking good. They removed another medication away from us. So that was another, you know, so it's working. It's working. We're doing it. We're doing it little by little. So everybody here in the Hernandez family, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know, we're still going through stuff. But you know what? You know what? What God has brought us through, for that alone, we give him the praise, and we don't worry about the little stuff. The little stuff is going to get fixed. The little stuff is going to take care of itself. My thing is just to praise the Lord, hallelujah, to give him the glory, to give him the honor, because the more I praise him, the more I worship him, the less I think about anything else. Why? Because the words that are coming out of my mouth are producing peace, are producing joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. So therefore, the more I can praise him, the more I can rejoice. And the more I rejoice, the more peace I have. And he gives us that peace. So my brothers and sisters, keep your focus, keep your focus, keep your focus. Give him the praise even when you don't feel it. It's not about feeling. It's about you just saying, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And when we do that, oh, you're going to see the breakthrough that's going to come, because you're telling the enemy, get behind me, Satan. You have no authority. You have no right. Go back to the pit of hell where you came from and declare the word of the Lord over yourself. You have that authority to speak forth the word of God. You have that authority to lay hands upon yourself. Come on now. I know my time is, look at 6:36 already. Oh man, this is getting good now. Oh, but I gotta go. Man, but my brothers and sisters, you know that I love you. Keep your focus, keep your focus. Pray, hold on, don't give up. The best is yet to come. So much different breakthroughs are happening within the church, within the families of the church, people coming in. You know, so a lot of things are taking place in this country, and we got to trust God because he knows what he's doing. You know, so whatever it is, just declare it, speak it over yourself, and say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you in advance. I thank you, Father God, even though I don't have it right here, Lord, but in the spirit, I'm decreeing and I'm saying it and I'm speaking it out and I'm thanking you in advance. And you're going to see how God is going to turn things around. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You got this. You got this. Let us, Father God, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. Father, I pray that you would just meet them where they're at. I pray, Father God, you will fill the cup until we overflow, Father, because when it overflows, then everybody gets blessed. Father God, I thank you for the homes and the family that are represented here in this Zoom meeting, Father, and those that are going to be watching and listening later on. Father God, I pray that you would just touch, that you would just heal, that you would just restore. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we already have the victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for answer prayer. We praise you, we worship you, and we are grateful. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Have a blessed weekend. Here we come. Kiss, hugs. Come on, come on. And we'll see each other soon. And when you see me, you better make sure you come to me. If I go someplace, you see me, come and give me a hug. I do not push you away. I love hugs. I love hugs. So come on, have a blessed weekend. Again, keep your focus. Love you.